white people they were connected with, white folks.
Okay, say it was not quite midnight, and someone asked you what time it was, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
It's pretty close.
Okay.
Something like
that. Okay. Say, it's real slippery outside. You say, well, you're walking along, you say, it's pretty difficult to walk out there. I didn't fall down, but a couple of times I like.
Yeah, slipped.
I see.
Lost my footing or something that had to be a,
yeah,
be the expression to come back with.
Okay, or you say, I didn't actually fall, but a couple of times I slipped and I like.
Yeah, like to.
Like to what?
Like to fail.
Okay. Suppose someone was waiting for you to get ready and called and asked you when you'll be ready. You said, now I'll be with you in just
a few minutes.
Okay.
That's a common answer with the majority of people.
Okay.
I'll be with you in just a few minutes.
Okay. And suppose you're going to Nashville and you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. You might stop and ask somebody how. What?
Well, you'd stop, if you stopped to ask in directions, you'd say, I'm on the right road.
Yeah.
To Nashville?
Suppose you know you're on the right road, but you're just not sure of the distance. You might ask someone.
Oh, yeah, well, you might stop and ask them, how far is it here to Nashville?
Okay. Oh. Say someone says, gives you a choice, you know, of two things, and you say, oh, I don't care which one I get, just give me...
Either one.
Okay. Now talking about parts of your body, this part of my head is called my...
Forehead or forehead.
Which, you hear both of those around?
Yeah, when I was a child, if they talked about you up here, they said that child's forehead.
Okay.
They didn't say forehead. That's another one thing that I'm referring back to us Southerners. See, this because I'm that short.
Yeah.
Instead of saying forehead, said forehead.
Uh-huh.
If you're speaking about this child, something happened to him in this part of his face.
Okay, this would be called my...
Hair.
And on a man, this would be a...
That's his beard.
Okay. And this is my...
Ear.
Which one?
That's your left ear.
And this is my...
Right ear.
Okay, and this is my...
Mouth.
Okay. And this is...
That's your throat.
Or...
Neck.
Okay. What about
goozle?
What does that mean?
In other words, you hear people talk about goozle, that's esophagus right there, where you swallow your food, your water, your drink.
Yeah, so that's on the inside.
Yeah, that's on the inside.
Okay, and this is my...
That's your teeth.
Okay, or just one. This is my front.
Right, one would be a tooth.
Okay. And this flesh around your teeth. This.
Gums.
Okay. And this is the...
Palm of your hand.
Okay. Any old fashioned?
No, not that I know of. All that. Now, they instead of saying palm of your hand, it's the pan of your hand.
Pan of your hand.
Pan of the hand.
Uh-huh. Who said that?
Old people.
Okay. And this is one, this is my...
You closed up like that, that's fist.
Okay, and these are two?
Two fists.
Okay. Any place where two bones come together, you call that a...
Joint.
Okay. And on a man, this would be a...
That'd be his shoulders.
Okay, but here...
Upper part of his chest.
Okay. And this is my...
Hand, left hand.
And this, so I have two